The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
Before this episode of the Josh Cherry Podcast gets started, we want to thank all of our sponsors. 3B Construction and Roofing, Your Choice Healthcare, Lori's Dive-In, DPF Alternatives, and they have a new address, by the way. It is 288 Eatington Highway, Gray, Georgia, 31032. Nobles Networking, Project K9 Hero, who is a lifetime sponsor of the show. If you would like to figure out how to be a lifetime sponsor of the show, please message me now. Cottonfield Grill, Pearl Promoting, Back Road Park, and Event Venue. Don't forget, November 10th and 11th, we are over there for their Veterans Day celebration. Friday night is Tristan Baugh and Confederate Railroad. And on Saturday is Miss Ella Langley and Trey Lewis. I will be hosting the event. It is going to be an awesome time. Do not miss out. Tickets are available now. Cashman's Pub, Down Yonder Hat Co., Deep South Chemical, and we're bringing back an old feature that we haven't done in a while. Our Spotlight Song of the Month, an artist spotlight, is on Mr. Hunter Mounts and Kyle Austin. They just put out a song called Collard Greens. I really, really like it. I'm going to play it for you in a couple weeks whenever these boys come into the show. So do me a favor now. Go follow both these guys on social media and download our Song of the Month, Collard Greens, by Hunter Mounts and Kyle Austin. Better Than Basic. Miss Erica does our website. She does all our graphic design. She does everything for us. Please go check them out now for any of your social media needs, marketing needs, whatever. And check out the JoshTerryPodcast.com, our official website. Grab some merch while you're there. And please leave a review and rate the show if you love this. Please help me grow. All I need you to do is take 5 minutes out of your time, go to Apple, Spotify, however you listen to the show, and leave a review. Leave us 5 stars. It helps us more than you know. I'm grateful for each and every one of y'all. Thank y'all for making the show what it is. Now, I'll stop with the business side of the show now, and we'll get to talking. Thank y'all for listening. Enjoy the show. What's up, Live Oak? How are y'all doing this afternoon? I love when it's like four people and y'all applaud. For those who don't know, I am Josh Terry, the host of the Josh Terry Podcast on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all that good stuff. I've told y'all every time we come here that this is a family show. Today, you get to figure out the family. So over here, like my big brother would raise rowdy, Mr. Nicky T. I'll give him a round of applause.
God bless America and God bless Live Oak.
And you see her in all my stupid shit I post and everything. But my daughter, Gracie Terry, y'all give her a round of applause. She is so embarrassed by doing this. She'll make stupid-ass TikToks all day and make me look like an asshole. But you put a microphone in front of her face and she gets a little weird.
No, I don't. Stop.
It's okay. You're going to enjoy this. So what we're doing today for the first hour is the podcast portion of the show, to where we have some of the artists come up, we talk to them, and then the rest of the day are rounds, and we're recording all of it. So if you go follow the Josh Terry Podcast on all whatever, Apple, iHeart, all that stuff, you can play back and listen to any of these songs come Friday and us talking shit. So you have to excuse me. I'm usually really good at this. I am hungover as hell, and we're just going to, hopefully Gracie just runs with it. You want to introduce our first person? You don't know her name, do you? It starts with a C. It's on the first round.
On the bottom.
I don't know. There's two.
There's two? There is two.
There is two.
Court Taylor. Introduce Court Taylor.
You
Hi, Miss Taylor. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So you're from, like, where we're from, right?
Yeah, I was born in Dublin, Georgia, at Fairview Park Hospital. So Lawrence County representing.
Okay. Okay. We're right across the street from you over in Blickley and Dodge.
Yep.
Well, some of your friends actually messaged me from back home whenever they saw that we were having you on. So I'm excited to hear you.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
So what do you got for us?
So I know you like kind of sad, slow country songs.
I love extremely sad.
This one isn't country. Really like sad, but it is pretty slow. So I figured I'd start us out with that one before I pick us up.
Sounds good.
So fun fact about me, I build missiles for a living. I play music at night.
Did you say missiles?
Yeah, I blow shit up.
Hell yeah. Shit.
Yeah, so if you ever catch me in a bar and I have this big-ass laptop, it's because I'm probably programming a missile somewhere. I know it makes you feel real good to see me.
Warheads on foreheads. Yeah. Let's go.
I know it probably makes you feel real safe to see me drinking alcohol while I'm doing it, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
You like fly drones and shit?
I can't really talk about it, but we'll
you got a cool ass job. I'm down for this. Yeah, tell me more when we get not recording.
But anyway, so needless to say, I met this guy while I was working out in Arizona doing that, and he turned out to be a real piece of shit. But I drove 14 hours, something like that, in the middle of a hurricane to Houston to meet his family, and this is kind of about that drive there. It's called Houston and a Hurricane. Don't care if it's a category.
be by your side when you break like the distant thunder, when the waves try to pull you under, when the rains are damn near blinding, the trees are bending sideways, and I'm the only one headed west down that highway. When the southern wind shattered every window pane, I drive to Houston in a hurricane.
Go. You got some Melitha Estridge hiding in there. That's fire. By the way, I was supposed to say this shit when we started, and I'm just not feeling well. Last time we did a show here, we record all arounds anyway, but Gracie listens back to everything with me like the next day in the car and all this, and Allie Colleen was the only female we had on the last show. And Gracie was like, how come you don't have more women on your show? And I just have never thought about shit before. Like, it's never crossed my mind. So today we're doing all-female showcase, if you haven't noticed the lineup for today. It ain't nothing but badass women start to finish. So make sure if you are sitting out there, you get their Instagrams and their all the rest of their shit, and you tag them and share their stuff. They need to be heard. So there you go. That's why it's all-women lineup. I was supposed to say that at the beginning. Y'all be surprised. I'm actually good at this shit. It's not right now. What you got for us next there, Miss Taylor?
All right, so this next song is kind of like an over-exaggerated version of my life story. I was born to two teenagers in a trailer park in Dublin, Georgia. And then my mom became a doctor, and so we got to learn how to live the high life a little bit. But
on the trailer park.
Yeah. But I'm sure you can probably relate that, you know, whenever you're from where we're from, even if you're in a fancy place, that white trash always comes out. And so this is what this is about. It's called High Class White Trash.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If you're looking for a country song, I got one. Grandpa on the trailer park I was raised on. Mama met daddy in some college bar. Things got heated when too far, had a baby on her hip by graduation, but now she's got a second home just for vacation. High class white trash, red bottom shoes with the redneck roots, black tie on high, girl raised in a double wide. Don't matter where the money takes me to, I'll be drinking cheap beer from a crystal glass, cause I'm high class white trash. If you're looking for a fancy house, yeah, I got one. Threw my ex's shit out on the front lawn. Grabbed the kerosene and my best champagne, poured it all together and lit the flame. Bet you saw my mugshot in the paper. Whoops. It was bound to happen sooner or later. High class white trash, red bottom shoes with redneck roots, black tie worn high, girl raised in a double wide. Don't matter where the money takes me to, I'll be drinking cheap beer from a crystal glass, cause I'm high class white trash. Got a high rise with a view. Still got dirt on my boots, and all the money in the world can't change me. I'm proud to be high class white trash. Red bottom shoes with redneck roots, black tie worn high, girl raised in a double wide. Don't matter where the money takes me to, I'll be drinking cheap beer from a crystal glass, cause I'm high class white trash. Don't matter where the money takes me to, I'll be drinking cheap beer from a crystal glass. Y'all, I'm high class.
glass white trash.
Let's
Heck
go.
Yeah.
Thank How you. Long have you been in town now?
I've been here since March.
Since March?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're just getting your feet wet, baby.
Yeah. I'm pretty new around here.
Yeah.
I've only been singing for about 2.5 years, playing guitar for about 2.5 years. I thought I was tone deaf before that. You should hear my mom sing.
You're definitely not tone deaf.
Thank you.
When you moved here, have you done any co-writing before you got here, or have you done any co-writing since?
I've done co-writing since I've been here, but before I moved here, I'd only written like 3 songs by myself. They weren't the best, but you know, we're learning.
What made you go ahead and make the jump then from Dublin up here?
So I was just singing around. I was singing around town in Savannah, around Savannah, Georgia, and you kind of hit a threshold of like how far you can go there.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to start doing my own music and writing my own songs. And there's not really a community for that. It's more like covers and stuff, which I love and respect. But if you want to learn how to make your own stuff, you got to kind of come up here and just pull from all the creative energy that's here.
Because
I would get kind of writer's block at home, but I feel like I walk out the door here and I see like 30 song titles. So
everywhere you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah. What you gonna end us with?
All right, so this last song is another song kind of about a small town. It actually is coming out on October 20th. It's called You, the Devil, and Me, which is kind of something that we say in the South whenever we're talking shit. We say, but keep it between us. Because I feel like every time I walk out my front door in my town, like, people are all in my business. Like, one time I literally walked out my front door and somebody was like, hey, I heard your parents got divorced. I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to talk about that right now. Thanks, though. So this is called You, the Devil, and Me, and it's kind of telling those people to shut their mouths.
Hell yeah.
I heard Casey's got 3 kids with 3 different men. This ain't nothing turned out quite the way she planned. Word is she failed college, didn't get that law degree. Someone saw her working nights out of Texaco and Tennessee. I know she wouldn't trade her kids for the world, but she dreams of being free. And that's between you, devil, and me. Somewhere around the corner, the rumor mill's turning. When you turn your back, your ears will stop burning. We all bring opinions, leave our 2 cents, acting holier than that, like we ain't covered in sin. Do us some good to keep quiet and let it be. But that's between you, the devil. Did you hear about old Tommy, the town medicine man? He got caught selling prescription pills out the back of his minivan. He didn't need the money, no, he just enjoyed the thrill. Now there's bars on his windows and he lost his free will. He's longing for the life he left behind, past the barbed wire in the trees. That's between you, the devil, and me. Somewhere around the corner, the rumor mill's turning. When you turn your back, your ears will stop burning. We all bring opinions, leave our 2 cents, acting holier than that, like we ain't covered. Do us some good to keep quiet and let it be. But that's between you, the devil. are burning. We all bring opinions. Leave our two cents acting holier than thou, like we ain't covered in sin. Do us some good to keep quiet and let it be. But that's between you, the devil and me. Yeah, we all got secrets we keep. But that's between you, the devil and me.
That is a really good song.
Thank you. Thank
Absolutely. Well, thank you for hanging out with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. What? It's always always fun to hang out with some Dublin people.
What's your Instagram? Because I want to follow you.
My Instagram is courtordered.music, like you're in trouble with the law.
I have that shit pop up all the time. It's a different reason. We stay on court order shit around here.
Yeah.
I really it's good. You know what, also, too, where we're from, a lot of people don't, like, chase their dreams. They don't pursue shit. Like, you just get so in the groove of 9 to 5. Like,
yeah.
Love seeing people where we're from saying, you know what, fuck it. I'm going for it.
Yeah, me too. That's why.
I love it.
It's nice that you're doing this up here, but I appreciate you having me.
Well, I'm glad you're up here.
Thank you.
Well, y'all give Ms. Court a round of applause. And I believe I saw Tammy walk around here with her guitar. You ready? Well, get your ass up here. We don't do politely around here. Anyway, this is so much easier when we're drunk, but yeah. I'm having to behave because
Gracie's here.
I got a little babysitter with me.
Gracie, what's your favorite thing about your dad?
There's not much to like, but I guess
you ain't got a phone no more. you nothing.
He's nice to me sometimes.
Sometimes, huh?
That's all the hell you can say.
I mean, I guess I like what you do for work. It is pretty cool, even though I don't like to admit it.
Y'all don't know how she actually talks. She's being fake as hell right now. That is not her voice. What voice is that?
It's my real voice.
That is not. No. She is an asshole. This is nothing like she really is. Anyway. Hello, Miss Tammy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
It's good. It's nice to finally meet you. I feel like we've been friends on Instagram forever.
TikTok
and shit. I hate TikTok.
I know. It's garbage. Garbage content.
How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm happy to be here.
Well, cool. We're glad to have you. What you going to do for us?
How many songs?
You got three.
Three.
You got three.
That's hard.
And feel free. This isn't like a regular writer's round. Run your mouth a little bit. Talk shit. Tell us more about the songs than you normally get time to.
Oh, three. Okay. Let's see. Well, this is a song I wrote. I might need to turn up a little bit because I play a little soft. I wrote the song on an abusive relationship, actually. It's called You're Not My Hero.
Cool.
Play a little more on the guitar.
Coolest capo I've ever seen.
It's not mine. I borrowed it, but it's muting my string.
Well, they got a cool ass capo.
But I'm sorry, y'all. That's just fucking the shit out of me. Okay.
There you go.
Alright, it's gonna be a long show.
Hey, it's okay. We always have technical difficulties.
It's fine.
I'm gonna break some shit before we get off here, I promise.
Don't you dare walk back through that door. You don't live in this home anymore. I spent one too many nights waiting on you to get it right. and I won't be the one waiting this time. You're not my hero, you're not what I need. If I let you in, baby, I'd be living off my knees. This ain't about forgiveness, you can't make it right. And this is not your life. You're not my hero. How long did you think I should wait? Wait for you to change. I spent one too many nights waiting on you to leave your side. And I won't be the one waiting this time. You're not my hero, you're not what I need. If I let you in, baby, I'd be living off my knees. This ain't about forgiveness, you can't make it right. And this is not your life. You're not my hero. Oh, you try to hold on, but the heart can't love someone who wants someone else's arms. And you want someone else's arms. You're not my hero. You're not what I need. If I let you in, baby, I'd be living off my knees. This ain't about forgiveness, you can't make it right. And this is not your life. You're not my hero.
Sorry for the dig guitar.
Oh, you're good. You're good. You're good. You're good. You're good. You're good. Grayson, I'm finna put you on the spot. You handle her next song. Talk to her for a second, because I gotta go piss.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. You and Nikki gonna figure it out real fast.
So ask her where she's from.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Arkansas, but Nashville's my home.
How long have you been in town?
How long have I been in town? I started songwriting in 2015. I started playing shows in 2016. I officially moved to Nashville in 2017. I had to take a break because I was in an abusive marriage for years, and so I didn't really start writing again until last year.
Cool.
So I started co-writing last year. Before that, I was writing them all on my own. So.
And you've been in town that long?
2017, so I officially moved to town.
You got anything else, Gracie?
No.
All right, well, ask her what she's going to play next.
What song are you going to play next?
I was going to play I Can Make You Smile because it's a country song in 3/4 time, but I'm going to play this song I wrote, this is the other song, and I've only played it once, so I might mess it up. I'm sorry. But I'm going to swing at it. It's called It Don't Get Old. Can I have a little more up here on the vocal? Can't really hear it. Sorry. I'm deaf. I like the other song just because it's country, and we don't have to question if it's country or not. It actually is. See if I can do this. I don't know. That doesn't sound right. I'm sorry. That's bugging me. Wrangler on a mission, Southwind stirring up dust. He starts kicking when I whistle, grab his reins and saddle up. Wide open beneath the blue sky, thunder running through my soul. This life is like the good book, the guitars, the whiskey, wine, and gold. Oh, it ages. but it don't get old. I already messed it up. Twilight on the back porch, sitting holding her hand. I got all night to do nothing, and she's the only thing in my plans. When she's by my side, every morning, every night is brand new. And her love is like the good book, the guitars, the whiskey, wine, and gold. Oh, it ages, but it don't get old. Amazing grace, I saw the light, the greatest story ever told. The stars and stripes waving up high, and that lady, she won't ever fold. And this life is like the good book, the guitars, the whiskey, wine, and gold. Oh, it ages, but it don't get old. Oh, it ages, and it don't get old. I'm sorry, Billy, I messed it all up.
Sounded good to me.
The good part about playing a song that nobody's heard yet is that we don't know if you mess it up.
I know, in my mind.
It's, so it's okay. I fuck up a lot of stuff.
It's okay. It'll sound
I mean, look at this right here.
It sounds better when they sing it.
You better slow down on the Sprite. She's going
to
get crazy.
I'm trying to get used to singing it, though.
Oh, it's good. I like it. I like it. What you going in with, darling?
It's a song called The Nashville We Knew.
The Nashville We Knew.
The Nashville We Knew.
I like the title already. It looks good. That's the coolest capo I've ever seen.
What we got going on here? Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all.
Are you good? I promise you, I be screwing shit up all the time on here.
All right.
You never know this top 1% in the world.
It don't matter.
Right?
I'll just sing it. It don't sound right. It's fine.
No, it's not sound coming through at all. Yes, you're a lifesaver.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Let's go.
Look, I
can hear it. These lights down on Broadway don't shine as bright as they used to. I hear a cover band playing your favorite song off time and a little out of tune. And this high rise, don't get me high, is all the nights I got lost in your eyes. What I would give for one more try at our once upon a time. When this was our town and that was our bar, before it got torn down along with my heart. The city keeps changing, country is too. I give it all for one more round with you. In the Nashville we knew. The street names haven't changed, but nothing really feels the the same. I've been trying to get the hell out of here before it all disappears and our last memories erase. But if I close my eyes, you're here by my side in my little piece of heaven. Never did die. What I would give for one more try at our once upon a time. When this was our town and that was our bar, before it got torn down along with my heart. The city keeps changing, country is too. I give it all for one more round with you. When this was our town and that was our bar, before it got torn down along with my heart. Everything's changing, I don't want it to. All that I want is one more night with you. In the Nashville we know. But I'm still here in this broken neon dream. Why is it so damn hard to quit remembering? This was our town and that was our bar, before they tore it down along with my heart. The city keeps changing, damn country is too. And I give it all for one more round with you. When this was our town and that was our bar, before they tore it down along with my heart. Everything's changing, I don't want it to. All I want is one more night with you. In the Nashville we know.
Good job, Miss Tammy. Good job. If they want to find you on social media, where can find you at?
I'm Tammy Sue Taylor. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Y'all give a round of applause. All right, Kat. You ready, Kat? Take your time. Not on time limit or nothing. This is going to be dead silence because, you know, I asked Nikki to go up here and help me.
Because, I wasn't planning on being up here.
Because he's why I feel bad today. I was just going to go home and be a good boy last night.
I left early.
Are you good? And then next thing you know, we end up Red Door till 2 o'clock in the morning. Thanks, bud.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I wasn't there till 2, but it was...
And by the way, and I want to give a big shout out to Miss Reagan right here, our babysitter this weekend, or this week. Thank you. Both of us. You babysit my fat ass all the time. What's up, Miss Kat?
Hey, how are you?
How are you doing, darling?
I'm good.
I'm looking forward to this.
Beautiful afternoon.
Yeah.
That's right. Great to meet all you.
Oh, anyway, I'm really suck at this today. I usually have co-show get hosted a talk.
What?
All right, Gracie, favorite thing about your dad?
How mean he is to me. He always
been
making
me do
stuff.
Don't say that shit. You are a spoiled little shit. Don't even say anything like that. Anyway, tell us a little bit about you before you get started.
All right. Well, my name's Kat Flint. I'm from the Finger Lakes area of New York, from a really small town with only 1,000 people in it.
You're from New York?
I am.
Okay.
I am right on the Pennsylvania border, and my dad's a redneck, and my mom's from Brooklyn, so I have, like, the weirdest accent on planet Earth. It's
fun. Sounds pretty cool to me.
And then I've lived here for 2 years, which is really cool. I love living in Nashville. It's just an awesome city. And I sing on Broadway. So
cool.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
Cool. What are you going to do for us?
This first song is called Saturday, and I'm very new to the songwriting world, so this song was given to me by 3 really awesome songwriters. They just didn't want it anymore. So I got to release it as my first single last year, which was awesome. So this is called Saturday.
Awesome. Let's hear it.
Hit me like a Monday morning when you left me on a Tuesday night, packing into work on Wednesday.
You were the only thing on my mind. And by Thursday I'd find the words I'd say if I had another chance. I wouldn't beg for you back. Yeah, I'm better than that. I'll just tell you my wish for you. I hope every day's a Saturday and you're sitting on your kitchen floor with a bottle of red, crying to your friends, wishing I was still yours. I'll be having the time of my life every Friday night. But for you, I'd wish for more. I hope every day's a Saturday than the one you've had before. I hope you're tearing through tissues and wondering if I miss you. Hope you're tired and not getting sleep. I hope that heart of yours hurts and it only gets worse, cause that's what you did to me. And I hope every day's a Saturday and you're sitting on your kitchen floor with a bottle of red, crying to your friends, wishing I was still yours. I'll be having the time of my life every Friday. Saturday than the one you've had before. Woo! And when you're praying for Sunday, I hope it never comes. You sure as hell don't deserve it after what you've done. I hope every day's a Saturday and you're sitting on your kitchen floor with a bottle of red, crying to your friends, wishing I was still yours. I'll be having the time of my life every Friday night for you. Every day's a Saturday than the one you've had before. I hope every day's a Saturday than the one you've had before.
Saturday. Thank
it
you.
Took me a second. Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I like that.
I have a lot of songs like that that take you a second.
No, I
yeah.
like that. I like when it's a little complicated, to be
yeah.
honest with you.
Awesome.
What you got next? You got anything sad?
I do. This is sad.
Let's do some sad.
Yeah, my
y'all
next
know,
song is
I
sad.
Like extremely sad shit.
Yeah.
It makes me extremely happy.
I love it. I love that you love sad shit, because I love sad shit, too.
I'm an emotional train wreck, so sad
amen
music does it for me.
Well, this is about a really shitty breakup I had in New York City, and I wrote like a funny song about it, and then I was like, well, actually, I was way more upset about that than I'm making it seem.
Hold on, we got somebody else coming up here.
Oh. Ooh.
I waited to get close to the mic. When you walked in the door, I got nauseous. But not because I saw you. It's because that Jack Daniel's shot from last time is still like in the back of my throat. Oh, it's about made me throw up all over this place. Thank you. Thank you. Introduce yourself real fast.
Hello, I'm Cassidy Daniels.
You get
I like
her,
Jack.
You get to hear her sing in a minute.
Woo!
Oh, Lord.
I love it.
Get ready for 3 p.m. Yeah. to get screamed.
I know, I should have taken a shot before I got up. Here. It's
want
fine.
Some twisted tea?
Well, I'm good right now.
Okay. This is maybe sad shit.
This is the sad shit. This is called Easy.
After graduation, platform 9, Grand Central Station, we both knew that conversation was overdue. You want time to step away, but our tracks are headed different places. If there ain't a chance, we're gonna make it. Do what you gotta do. But don't call it a break, just let me down easy. No, don't ask me to wait if you don't plan to keep me. If your mind is set and we're at the end, then go on and get to leaving and break this heart. It shouldn't be this hard to let me down easy. We ain't gotta drag this out. Take this thing the long way around. Call it over, let it go. I'll be fine as long as you don't call it a break just to let me down easy. Don't ask me to wait if you don't plan to keep me. If your mind is set and we're at the end, then go on and get to leaving and break this heart. It shouldn't be this hard to let me down. Just to let me down easy, no. Don't ask me to wait if you don't plan to keep me. If your mind is set and we're at the end, then go on and get to leaving and break this heart. It shouldn't be this hard, baby. Come on, break this heart. It shouldn't be this hard to let me down easy.
Let's go.
That comes out November 3rd.
I really like Sad Girl Country.
Me too.
Yeah, 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 as long as it ain't Taylor Swift.
Ain't nothing like it.
You're Girl, are you okay?
I am okay.
You sang that.
I'm okay now. I'm okay now.
I'd rather you not be okay and keep doing shit like that.
Yeah. I know. I should have been like sobbing.
I believe. No, I
right?
believe that one.
Yeah. Good, good.
We can tell someone hurt you.
Right, yeah. Yeah, for real. For real. Someone younger than me to make it worse, right? Oh,
younger.
I know.
You already look 12.
I know. I look like a 12-year-old.
How old are you?
I'm almost 25. Can
okay.
you believe it?
Never, I can't.
Drop the skincare routine right now.
Yeah, I'm 5'1 and really, really tiny.
All y'all people that are aging gracefully really can kiss my fat ass.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. When I'm 30 or when I'm 60, I'll look 30, right?
I'm 36 and I look 90.
You do not.
I feel it.
Well, I feel like I'm 80, though, too.
Well, you got the $5 foot-long beard to begin with, so, yeah, you're going to give, like, little vibes.
I got, hey, that's all I got. Hey. I don't have anything else in this world but this beard.
That
the only
that's
thing
not
that's
true.
Good. I'm not even good at this shit right now. I get paid for it. I'm never going to Red Door again.
Wow.
Ever before a show. Never. Well, I'll do it again. What are you going to end with, darling?
So this song I just released last Friday is called Doormat. It's another play on words. So it's just about a really shitty guy named Matt. Yeah,
oh,
that's
I
right.
love this song.
Yeah?
I was going to ask you if it was about a guy named Matt.
It is, absolutely.
I love name-dropping songs. They're the best.
Oh, I love name-dropping.
Will you just tell me it's about Matt Burrell real fast?
Matt real fast?
No, no
well,
never mind, never mind.
He won't stop messaging me. That's the only
Probably
truth.
Not Matt Burrell.
No, no. Different Matt. Matt from New York. But anyway, here's Doormat.
Good Matt from New York.
Matt Burrell's
from New York.
Different Matt from
Very
New York.
Very New York.
If you're such a gift from God, delivered to my doormat, can I return to sender? 'Cause I don't think I ordered that. Looks not handled with care. Thrown down on my doormat. Whose name's on that line? Is it someone from your past? Found faith in your phone. Tori in your text. Danielle in your DMs. I sure won't be the next. So there's the door. Matt, don't let it hit you on the way
out. It's sad that you try to drag that into the house. Co-workers, friends, whatever you claim. I read the back as that's not my name. A double D brought in your backseat. That's not your sister's, not fooling me, please. You want me to believe that? Oh, there's the door, Matt. Did you pay off the mailman to get back on my doormat? I'll throw you in the trash can. Maybe there you'll meet your match. Started going after my friends as if they'd be impressed. The list goes on and on, but I can't remember the rest. So there's the door, Matt. Don't let it hit you on the way out. It's sad that you try to drag that into the house. Co-workers, friends, whatever you claim. I read the fact is that's not my name. Found makeup stains on your bed sheets. That's not my shade. You're not fooling me, please. You want me to believe that? Oh, there's a door, Matt. Girl should get a warning label. She should know that you're not faithful. So there's the door, Matt. Don't let it hit you on the way out. It's sad that you try to drag that into the house. Co-workers, friends, whatever you claim. I read the package, that's not my name. Found all those pictures you try to delete. A dozen girls later, not fooling me, please. You want me to believe that? Oh, there's a door, Matt. You want me to believe that? Oh, there's a door, Matt.
Woo. Ooh. I caught myself swaying over here.
That's a good thing,
I kinda
right?
I kind of got into that.
I want to know. Glad you liked it. Heck yeah.
Well, if they want to find you on social media, what's your handles and shit?
It's Cat with a C, Flint, like Flint, Michigan. You can usually find me on everything. Cat Flint. That's
right. Yeah. Well, thank you. Hang out with us the rest of the day. Have some fun.
Yeah, I absolutely will.
It's going to get weird once we get off stage.
Thank God.
If you've ever been to one of these, it gets wild the later in the day.
We love it.
Start taking double shots of Jack and shit. So thanks a lot. Anyway, y'all give a round of applause, Miss Cat.
Thanks, y'all. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Are you ready, Miss? Is it Kirsten?
It's Kristen.
I can't read. If y'all didn't know that,
and her hair looks awesome. I don't know if y'all can see, but her hair is cool as shit.
It's cool. Well, yeah, I'm excited. Let's go. I'm not doing anything again for a show.
What? Yeah. Y'all need to catch me up. What's
We drove all day yesterday.
That's what's new.
Like. And we didn't drive till in the middle of the day. So when we got here last night, Gracie went to sleep. So I was like, you know what? Miss Reagan's watching her. I'm going to go out for a little bit. And that turned into way longer than what it should have.
You went out with Nikki?
Yes.
Well, I was out.
Never just a little bit. Oh, you was already stepping out.
We did good. We went home pretty early. I was only at Red Door for an hour. Josh?
No, I left. I went home.
Did you?
When you
did
went
you
home,
close down
home?
The Red Door?
No, oh. No. If I'd have closed down Red Door, I wouldn't be doing this
what
right
were
now.
Y'all drinking?
Bad stuff. Don't you ever do this kind of stuff, okay?
Okay.
You get a degree and don't even like country music, to be honest with you. Stay away from it. Anyway, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm excited to meet you. I checked out some of your stuff on Instagram this week when you messaged me.
Thank you.
So, I'm ready to be wild.
What was that?
I said I'm ready to be wild.
So my name is Kristen Page. I come all the way from Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay.
So you can see the hair, hairspray, and where all that stuff was
it's
filmed.
Cool.
The first one I'm going to do is called Good Time and Boy, and I actually released a video for it in June, so y'all can find that on YouTube and Instagram,
yeah.
All that good stuff.
Nice.
So it's about my rowdy husband. So.
Okay, awesome.
Sounds good.
Can I have a little bit more mic?
The awkward
hello.
Is killing me.
Okay, that's good. Here we go, y'all.
He puts on the Wranglers and he takes a hit, laces up his boots,
dip in the lid, looking kind of cute, ain't playing by the rules. You know mama didn't raise no fool. He puts down that whiskey, tells me that I'm sexy, got a huge heart like the gates of heaven, lights me up like the marble reds that he got from 7-Eleven. Far from itty bitty, I'm in Nashville City, pulls me in closer saying, yeah, you better kiss me. Baby, I knew that you missed me. Love at first sight, locking eyes, listening to Hank Williams' little lullaby. Let's park the 67 Chevy, made me feel like some kind of good girl lucky. Can't believe you picked me as your choice, right place, right time. He's my good timing boy. Yeah, he's my good timing boy, boy. On another level, like he's some kind of devil. He's a little down home, down to earth. Even holds my jacket, and my designer purse. He puts the good in your life when you're feeling worse. A little wild at times. Had to get him off these perks. He says, hey, little girl, there's worse I could do. He puts the love in my eyes. He never wants to care if I put out at night. Yeah, 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 yeah. Love at first sight, locking eyes, listening to Hank Williams' little lullaby. Let's park the 67 Chevy, make me feel like some kind of good girl lucky. Can't believe you picked me, here's your choice, right place, right time. He's my good timing boy. Good, 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 good. One more time. Love at first sight, locking eyes, listening to Hank Williams' little lullaby. Let's park the 67 Chevy, make me feel like some kind of good girl lucky. Can't believe you picked me as your choice, right place, right time. He's my good timing boy.
Sounded like me. Been told that about myself quite a few times.
Good timing boy. Let's go.
I usually tell it to myself is the problem. Oh, I like that. You're cool. You're a whole vibe.
Thank you.
You're fun.
Thank you. I like to have a good time.
You're miniature, but you're fun. One of the smallest people I've ever seen.
So do you like Cyndi Lauper? Because you give me like those kind of vibes.
I
yeah,
do. She I seems that like from influential. My parents, like, oh, I love they're that. They're 80s kids, so I know all the 80s music.
Did you say
too,
your
so.
Parents are 80s kids?
Yeah, they're born in 68.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
I took that the wrong
like
way.
55.
I thought you meant like your parents were born in the 80s.
No,
they're
no,
in
no,
their 80s.
Okay,
no,
I was
they're teenagers.
I was trying to do math and shit over here. I ain't good at that. Jesus Christ. Okay.
No, it gives me like total Cyndi Lauper. Super cool.
Okay.
And your hair too, girl.
Oh,
okay,
thanks,
Tracy.
Girl.
I see you.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. What you got next, Dawn?
So this next one I'm going to do, I've never played it for anybody. This one's called Cowboys and Robbers. It's kind of like
Cowboys and Robbers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Basically, it's just about like a young love that's been lost.
Okay.
Storytelling country.
Let's yeah.
Here we go, y'all. Me in my pain. alcoholic going dry, like missing a Tennessee sunrise, like a songbird with no song, like that look in his eyes that says so long, like no fish button at the barber. He plays my heart like cowboys and robbers. Make you wanna fix it. We read your dad's car on the boulevard, then ran away so far. You're such a cowboy, knew you'd be behind bars. We were two places at once, hanging on that state line. We grew. In a Tennessee sunrise, like a songbird with no song, like that look in his eyes that says so long, like no fish button at the barber. He plays my heart like cowboys and robbers.
What you gonna end on it with?
This is gonna be my Mary Jane song.
Mary Jane? No.
Yeah.
Like Mary Jane, Mary Jane?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go. Don't ever do drugs. Just no, say no.
Don't listen to me.
Say no.
Say no.
But if your friends start selling it, you know, let me know.
Wow.
Yeah, you know.
Don't listen to me.
Child services.
Yeah, CPS.
They're coming one day. I don't know what they're coming for. They're coming for something.
They just want to be on the podcast.
This
all.
Is probably it. This is probably why. Or they've heard her on the show before and we've talked shit to each other.
Oh. This one's called Southern Fried.
Let's do it. All right. That's fire. All right.
Hold on, y'all.
Well, her first name is Mary, and last name is Jane. Sticky sweet pine tree better than sugar cane. She started coming round back when I was 16. Bathing in the blue dream, make reality not what it seems. Making me feel beautiful, sparkles on my cuticles. My tires need more air, time to let down my head. Eyes look like the sun's a sitting. I best never be forgetting where I come from. No, no. I'll be dancing country boy romancing, far from high class and talking that trash and never coming in last place, yeah. I'll be breathing in the day. Tell myself I'm gonna be okay. Coke in my jack on flat. come on. Well, her kiss in the morning reminds me what love is. Why'd I get his name tattooed on my wrist? Today I'm forgetting about everything on my to-do list. Come on. Mama's standing there looking at me all funny. Told me that I need to save my money. When I'm making jokes, she knows this is the joke. But lately my heart's been feeling that heavy load. Come on, Mary. Come on, Mary, just let me go. I'll be dancing country boy romance, far from high class, and I'm talking that trash and never coming in last place, yeah. I'll be breathing in the day, tell myself I'm gonna be okay. Coke in my jack on flat, how to catch it. Cause I'm a little southern fried, a little high as a kite. Y'all can say I'm a little southern fried. Southern fried, eat southern fried. Southern fried, sorry that I said goodbye. I'm sorry that I gave my piece of the pie. I'm feeling all country under that moonlight. One more time. Southern fried, sorry I said goodbye. Sorry I get my piece of the pie. I'm feeling all country under that moonlight. Time. I'll be dancing country boy romance and far from high class, and I'm talking that trash and never coming in this place, yeah. Cause I'll be breathing in the day, tell myself I'm gonna be okay. Coke in my jack on flat, hot scotch, yeah. As long as we're just a little southern fry.
Thank you.
Me and Uncle Nikki are here finna get Southern Fried. Put your earmuffs on. Southern Fried. Yeah. That's what we're finna do. Y'all hang around. Drop your social media real fast there, ma'am.
It's at Kristen Page Music.
Well, y'all give a round of applause for Miss Kristen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. And then July Moon is getting up here. If you want to hear back all of this, the next 3 hours and what we've done right now, just go to the Josh Terry Podcast, and you can follow all this shit. This episode will be coming out Friday, as long as Nick gets the shit to me in time. Thanks, Nick. I just play. I love you, Bubba. One more time, round of applause for all the ladies so far. And we'll be right back.